The confrontation. It was 4 years ago, when winter hovered beyond the Hindu Kush and sent a warning chill through the streets, that I first saw Zorak Wahidi. A rumor had been spreading along the streets, slipping through keyholes, sliding under doors, over windows and into bedrooms. It woke me while it was still dark. It told me about a crime. One that we had long expected to happen, and which none of us could prevent. I dressed quickly in jeans and a blouse and shrugged into a jacket. I wrapped my head in a checkered hijab that only partially covered my head and fell around my shoulders. I left home as quiet as the dawn, through the back door and out the side gate while the others slept. There were no taxis waiting. I thought briefly of taking the silver-gray Nissan parked in our garage, but opening the main gate would wake up the whole household. So I caught the small white and blue tram at Cartesay Square. A few men sat in the front, four of us women in the back. Two were nurses on their way to work, the third was a teacher with her bundle of books. I sat beside her, and after exchanging glances we ignored each other. And she sat silently as the tram swayed and tilted on its rubber wheels along Asamai Wat toward the city center. The tram stopped frequently, either to pick up and drop off passengers or when it lost contact with the overhead cable. At Pashtunistan Square, it hesitated a long time, and then the driver, instead of moving north along the road like he was supposed to, continued straight on along Awali Mai. "Why are you going straight?" I demanded. "What's happened? Is it true? About ex-president Najibullah? Tell me." The driver looked back and I saw the fear in his glance.